stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the number one internet radio show anywhere. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, it's Sam and Stephanie in the Morning. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, dial them up right now at 323-203-0815. And now strap in for Sam and Stephanie in the Morning right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Thursday, August 18th. Wake up, Sam. Wake up, Sam.
Uh-oh. One of those days, Sammy?
Another one of those days.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm not going to mention it anymore. You know, we agreed we're not going to complain about being tired, so I won't complain about it anymore.
I think yesterday was like the worst show for me. Because I was like sneezing and yawning and coughing. I don't know what was going on yesterday. That was probably the worst show for me. Sorry, guys, but thanks for listening.
All kinds of noises were
making. I don't know what was happening. For real. I don't know what was happening. Well, I'm awake today.
Good, good. Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I am wonderful. How are you doing, honey?
I'm doing good, too.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm doing well, actually. Last weekend of being single.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, I don't know. Climb the walls?
She comes back Monday, right, Dina?
Yeah. Yeah, she's coming back Monday. So, and she's having a blast
out
there. Is
she?
Yeah.
This isn't her first time, right?
No. She's been there before. But she never, like, toured like she is now, I guess.
Oh, so, where are they going? Yeah. Where'd they go?
All kinds of different places, villages, you know, like Painter Monet's village or something, you know.
Oh, how things cool.
Things like that. Yeah, I mean, you know, it sounds pretty good. I don't know that I would go there, but it sounds pretty.
That would be cool. I would like to go there. You're like, I don't even really listen to what she has to say. Do you most, when you talk to your wife, do you find yourself like tuning her out a lot when she talks? I'm just asking because men do this. And they do this well.
I do. It's especially when I'm busy and she starts talking to me, you know.
Yeah.
And it sounds like buzzing in your ear. You know, it's like, please stop.
Every guy says the same thing.
Really?
It's so funny. Guys get so good at it. They just pick up like the important words in the sentence, so then they kind of have an idea of what the women are saying. So then when the woman's like, honey, what did I just say? And he's like, oh, you were talking about going to get the laundry and picking up the kids from school. And they're like, oh, wow, that's really good. I think guys have to train themselves.
Yeah.
Because you can do it. You can pretend to listen to women. And,
that's true.
And you can win.
You pretend. Unless they ask you later, what did I just say?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like you can train yourself because then you don't have to hear like the wrath of her.
Right.
You know, like, what did I say? And get all mad because, you know, every woman does that. So it just like, I would say pick up key points, you know. Keywords, and then, you know.
No, I'm good with tuning out people. You know, sometimes I'm like...
Is that what you do to me, everybody? You don't even know what I say. It's great.
I guess sometimes I do.
Yes! And the truth shall set you free. There you go. I love that you admit it to me.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. But you're good at tuning people out.
Yeah, I am. You know, especially sometimes when I'm with people and the conversation does not involve me, I just totally tune it out. You know, because I also feel like I shouldn't be part of this conversation. You know, maybe they're talking amongst themselves. So I'm not one to like eavesdrop and stuff, you know.
Oh, I am.
Do you? Yeah.
You are. Sometimes. Yeah. I don't know. Hey, really, I was just looking at this. Did you get the Scientology book?
I did. I started reading it yesterday.
And?
You saw the Kelly Preston thing on here?
Yeah.
Well, what is she saying, first of all?
Well, she's talking about her son's death. You know, her 16-year-old son.
Right. Died.
Jet. Yeah, I had a seizure.
Right.
And,
that was what, a couple of years ago?
2009,
right.
Which, God, that's so... I really feel for them.
She still looks very good. She's 48 years old, you know?
Yeah.
I always thought she was hot.
Yeah, she's still hot.
Yeah.
But so she's not really, she's saying that she wouldn't have gotten through it without the Scientology Center.
Yeah.
Brainwashing.
Yeah. So I started reading it yesterday, and so they're starting to talk about the founder.
Okay.
Lafayette Ron Hubbard.
Is that his name?
That's his name.
Oh, I never knew that. So that's what L stands for.
You see, I'm going to educate you a lot about
it. This is going to be amazing. This show's going to turn into about Scientology. By the end of it, you and I are going to be Scientologists. It'll be great.
So, oh, you know, God. They approach people by saying, you know, you can improve your life. And, you know, if you got any problems, emotional problems, all this stuff.
And we all
the
do.
Thing is that you've got to pay for everything.
Yes.
That you do there.
Yes.
Everything. Yeah. And, you know, so as far as the religion, I don't know another religion that does that. Although religions do try to milk you out of money sometimes.
Right. But not every, like, you can go there and listen to, you know,
yeah,
the service.
This is almost like a school or something.
Yeah,
and, you know,
yeah,
and you
got to
pay. And it's a lot of money, too. I mean, it's not like, you know, 50, 100 bucks there.
Now, I heard you have to, like, once you're in the church, like, you have to give 20% of your income to them.
Really?
But that's just, you know, could be rumors.
It makes sense. I don't think it's rumors. It's probably true, you know,
isn't that
for the
crazy?
People that make a lot of money.
That's, well, yeah, like Tom Cruise and all of them.
But, you know, they're saying that for all the commotion and interest that we have in that, they estimate there's not more than 250,000 people in the world that are into Scientology.
There's not more?
Not more.
Okay.
Like, this is at the most.
Well, let's hope that it goes down.
It's funny how people don't like it, you know?
You
maybe because we don't know about it. Maybe it's because a lot of people did leave. And, you know, they don't have great things to say about it.
Yeah, you know what? To be honest, like, I'm to each his own. I don't judge people's religions. I'll make fun of Scientology. But, like, I've also heard from sources that were in it bad stuff about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And how hard it was to get out and what they went through to get out and how judgmental they are and how much it is about money and... It just, when you listen to it, it seems like it's so far out there that you can't even believe it. It just sounds like a movie.
Yeah.
Like you're believing in something so unrealistic. And people can say, people that are atheists can say, hey, you know what? How do you know there's a God? Yes, that's all well and true.
Mm.
But you got to go on your faith and your, you know, and whatever. But I think God is a little, you can prove that a little bit more than like... God of the Xenu guy, whatever his name is. Like, I don't know. That's just why I make fun. I just think it sounds so ridiculous.
Right, yeah.
And I don't know, you know, I don't know how it's helping people in that way. And, like, I believe religions help people in a lot of ways. You know, it gives people hope and faith in something that's beyond us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, accepts people. And, I mean, there's a lot of judgment in religions. We know that. But... I feel like in this, what good is coming out of this? This is what I don't understand. I've never heard anything good come out of it.
Well, like, there you go. Kelly Preston, she swears by it. So,
well,
you know, it must have helped her. She says so.
Yeah, I mean, so sure, maybe there's some goodness coming out of it that I don't know about it. But.
I'm sure there's got to be. Otherwise, you wouldn't have all these people belonging to that church. You know,
well, so. I think they do a great thing of saying, if you have problems, we can help you.
Right.
And... There's a, and Scientology is huge here, and who they prey on is actors. And actors have no self-esteem.
Yeah.
They are the best people to be like, here, take my money. Like, we give away money as actors, like, there's no tomorrow. It's like, our acting classes, if they're $600, we're like, yes. And we're unemployed. Like, we don't care.
Yeah.
The more expensive it is, the better we think it is, you know?
Yeah.
And so you prey on people that... And they know what they're doing. I mean, they're smart as hell to be doing this. Like, oh, we can help you. Just pay us... thousands of dollars and you're going to be fixed.
Right, yeah.
That
and they give you
problem.
All kinds of courses and shit like that. You know, it sounds more like a school to
and
me.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, I, in my heart, I don't think that these people are really trying to help them. And that's what bothers me.
Right.
And that's why I'll sit there and make fun of it.
Right.
If you can prove me wrong, do it. I welcome it.
Well, I've got a whole book to read, so
well,
I will tell you.
Well, I think you should prove me wrong, Sammy.
Okay.
It's not
that I want to.
This scares me a little bit. I think that you're going to be a Scientologist now. Now I'm a little judgmental of it.
You think after the book I'll be one?
I don't know. No, you know what? I love that you're reading it, though. I love that you're open to learning about it.
Yeah, no, I mean, I love that. Learning about so many different things.
And love that. I respect that.
It's amazing.
That. Because we're going to sit here and make fun of it all day long.
Yeah, exactly.
But the fact that you're...
But like, at least we'll know what we're making fun of.
Damn right. We can make fun of it even more now.
Yeah.
So maybe this will be a great thing. I can't wait until you finish it. Is it a big book?
Yeah, it's pretty big. Like, 300-400 pages.
Oh, you can knock that out.
Yeah, except it's one of five that I'm reading right now.
Focus, Sammy. Focus. You're just like me. Did we talk about this?
Yeah.
We read like five books.
Yeah, because I find it hard to just keep the books sitting there when when they want to be read.
They're calling out to me.
Yeah. And what I realize is sometimes I want to get a book and I'm hot about it, so I'll get it, but then I have to finish the one I have.
Yeah.
So then by the time I get to the new one, it's like I'm not as hot about it anymore as I was,
I'm not as hot about it. Like that. I'm not as hot about it.
No.
You're so funny. I know. I'm the same way, though. I read... five, and I'm sure you do the same thing, like five different kinds of books, know what I mean? And so it's just like, if I don't feel like learning something and just reading crap, like non or fiction stuff, then, then I'll just pick that up and I'll just read like a great story or something like that.
Right.
So it just depends on what type of mood I'm in.
Exactly. I get like about 10 magazines a week. I've got five books that I'm reading, and I don't really have that much time to read.
Is Playboy one of them?
No, Playboy is not one of them. There's nothing interesting in there about it. No, if I want to watch porn, I'll watch real porn. I don't need to watch those Playboy bunnies.
Okay, you know.
They're all phony and shit, They don't do much for me, what can I tell you? They are beautiful, but,
But it doesn't turn you on.
Yeah. Now, do accents turn you on? They're talking about accents here.
Ooh.
And
depending
on who it is. Yeah, they are saying, if it's really a heavy accent, then...
If you can't understand the person, then no, it doesn't turn me on at all. Because then you're like, I'm sorry, what? And you keep have to asking them, what? I'm sorry? I do that. Or you just like, at some point, if you really can't understand them, you just nod your head, yes, yes. And you just agree with everything they're saying because you have no idea what they're saying.
Right.
So no, sometimes it just depends on how heavy the accent is.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure there are some that you like. You know what the number one is?
What?
Italian.
Yeah.
Italian accent is number one.
Woohoo. I could see that.
Yeah.
That's hot.
I can't do an Italian accent, though.
Yeah. Let's not try it on here.
After I hear someone, I might be able to do it.
You can do... Who'd you do the other day? You did Arnold Schwarzenegger, didn't you? But I think you did it accidentally.
Yeah, I did it accidentally.
You were trying to do like a Chinese accent. I'm just kidding. I don't even know what you were doing.
Yeah, I don't know what I was doing.
But then it turned into a Schwarzenegger. It was actually really funny.
Yeah.
No, there's... I like that. I do like Australian accents.
Australian is good.
British
accents. But let me list for you. The number two is French. Yeah. But of course, ma chérie.
I think you should do every
French
one of them.
French is pretty funny.
Do every one of them.
I can't.
Just try it. Let's see what happens. It'll be a disaster. Go.
It will be a disaster.
I know.
I'm not doing it.
I would be worse than you, though. You have no idea how bad I would be compared to you. So go ahead.
No, I'm just good with French. That's about it.
Okay.
The third one is Spanish.
Uh-huh.
Which some Spanish I like,
Yeah.
I don't necessarily like the Mexican Spanish, but I like South American Spanish.
You're so racist.
Why does it have to do with racism? It has to do with the fucking language.
I'm kidding. God, I'm kidding.
Every time somebody says Mexican, people think it's racist.
Oh my God,
what's wrong
I'm
with
totally
Mexican?
Kidding.
You know?
I was actually
no,
just
I know,
joking.
Because people refer to them as Hispanics. They're not Hispanics. They're from Mexico. Why is it okay to say American, German, and everything, but
right.
Mexican is kind of like a bad word? I don't know.
No, I don't know. I don't know people really getting angry about it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just wanted to make fun of you. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. And next, go.
There's nothing great to make fun of than to call someone a racist.
I was kidding. Because you're so the opposite of that. Like, if you really were, I wouldn't be like, hey, Sam, guess what? You're racist. That would just be awful if you really were.
Yeah.
But no, you're not. Okay, go ahead.
So Spanish is the... Now, number four, Czech
oh,
accent from
really?
Czechoslovakia. How can that be?
I would never picture that.
Yeah.
Or think that. Not picture that. Think that.
Yeah.
Whatever. I would never think that. That doesn't turn me on.
Yeah.
Czech accent.
I don't even know what Czech accent sounds like. Then they have Nigerian.
What?
Where are they getting all this?
What?
Irish. Irish is not a great accent.
Irish is kind of okay. It's better than Scottish.
Yeah.
Because Scottish people I can't understand at all.
Really?
At all. I think if I was to go to Scotland, I would
Yeah.
I would just, I don't know, I would just nod my head and smile a lot if I went to Scotland.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't.
I know, because we have a show that Ethan does with the Scottish guy, Derek Forbes.
Yeah.
And yeah, he's hard to understand.
So that's what, see?
Yeah.
That's like the hardest one, I think, to understand.
Yeah, it's pretty thick. Number six is Oxford British, you know, which sounds good. Number eight is U.S. Southern, which I don't really find that sexy, you know? But on some women, it's sexy, you know?
On some women.
But on some, it just sounds like, I don't know, it sounds weird.
Okay, what
else? They have Trinidadian from Trinidad. What the hell is
that? I don't even know what that sounds like.
Okay, never mind with these accents.
Wait.
It's starting to bore me.
Oh, we're done?
Now. Yeah, I mean...
Is there New York or Boston on there?
There's Argentine here, which I love. A lot of people love Argentine accent, you know? It's Spanish. They speak Spanish.
Okay. And there we go. And good story, Sam.
Yeah.
Okay, on to
I was trying to do it, but I realized I can't do it. I'm not going to make a fool
You're
out of myself.
So great. Oh, this would be so fun. Wait, so there's no New York or Boston. I think that's sexy.
Really?
On a man, not on a woman.
A Boston or New York?
A Boston and New York.
Really?
On a man.
You like the heavy New York accent?
I do.
Yeah?
But again, on men.
It's like a bad boy type of an accent, isn't
it? Yeah, it's just like... I love it. I love... When I was in New York, I was like... When I would talk to some New Yorkers and they, you know, they had the thick accent, I thought it was so hot.
Really?
Yeah, and my ex-husband was from Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And he... When he would go back to Boston, it would come out like that. Like, he would be like wicked pissa.
Yeah,
like, he would just...
Talking
about and I thought it was so hot.
Yeah.
I loved it. Loved it. But not, again, not on women. Chicago accents are, they're like Minnesota. It's like, oh my God.
I know.
That's how we sound.
Yeah,
that's
like
my
when
dad.
Your friend was here, remember?
Gina,
I could really pick up the
you
accent.
You can hear it with my dad, too. He'll say, this is my favorite. He says, fantastic.
Yeah.
That's how he says it. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. I know. You know what I realized? Your dad sounds a lot like our listener, Mario.
I don't know
if you ever listened to him. Did Mario ever call when you were
Mario's
here?
Yeah, Mario's called.
Yeah. And he's from Minnesota, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, but he and your dad sound so similar. It's
the
amazing
Midwest
to
thing.
Me.
Yeah. It's the Midwest thing, yeah.
Probably, yeah.
They have, they're talking to, my grandfather, my mom's dad, used to say Warsh.
Warsh?
For wash.
Really?
Yeah. And that was like an old school thing, too, but Chicago. Yeah. And so he would always say wash, and I was like, ugh, gross. Like, just wash. Say wash, Grandpa. Wash. But, yeah, so it's just such a fun, I don't like the, I don't really like the Midwest accents at all.
Mm, yeah.
I don't have one
They're
now.
Okay. No, you don't have an accent. That's
I know.
Good.
I had to get rid of it.
Yeah?
Well, yeah,
what,
for acting.
You got
acting.
Like a speech therapist or something?
Well, I went to a voice coach for a while.
Voice
just,
coach?
Like, just to get, you know.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't. But
really?
You also pick
it
up here. Yeah.
Because I want to go to one.
Do
I need
you?
To go to one.
Why?
Yeah. Because I want to sound American. I want to sound really American. You know?
I
don't want people to ask me, where are you from?
I love that you were like, I want to sound American. I want to sound really American.
Yeah.
Like, bringing your voice down is going to help that, Sam. Jesus Christ. I love you. Oh, my God. You should go. My voice coach is amazing.
Really?
She's incredible. Her and her husband are a team.
Yeah.
Like, one of the biggest voice coaches, Bob Korff and Claire Korff, they're just incredible. And the nicest people.
Yeah.
Singing.
Is it hard
and
to do, to change an accent?
No, you really don't. Like, she'll just tell you, like, I'll say, you know, when I go home, I'll say, oh, my God. Sometimes I will.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, she'll just tell you certain vowels to kind of
yeah
work on, but then when you're here you know, it's you start to pick it up anyway.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
I think you sound really American.
Of course you do.
I don't really
what do you mean?
No, you do. I'm saying,
oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know, people always ask me, where are you from, what's your accent and stuff. But you know what, I remember one time, I always remember this, because one of our shows, the host had a voice coach, you know, for actors and things like that. So I called in and I said, you know, how do I go about changing my accent? And he says, why would you want to? I said, because I want to sound like everybody else. And he says, why would you want to sound like everybody else? He says, you sound unique. Mm-hmm. You have an original accent and stuff. Why don't you just stay with that and embrace it? And I thought, wow, you know.
It's true. You should.
Yeah. This is a voice coach, you know.
But you should embrace it. Like, I just dropped it for acting reasons. But if I know how to do it, then that's what's important.
Right.
You know what I mean? But yeah, I just dropped it for acting reasons. But you shouldn't.
Yeah.
I like it. You should be you, Sammy.
Yeah, that's right.
Damn it.
But, you know, I mean, the thing is that I think it stayed with me since I was a kid. Because when I came here at 16, I really didn't want to stand out. You know, I wanted to belong.
Right.
But my accent was obviously a lot thicker than it is now. And and I hated when people would know I'm a foreigner. I don't know why. It was just like, you know, I guess at 16 you just want to fit in and be like everybody else.
Well, that's true at a young age.
But people loved me for who I was, you know. But I think it kind of stayed with me.
Yeah. No, at that age you do want to fit in. You don't want to.
Yeah. Yeah, but I gotta grow up. Come on, I'm 50 years old. I gotta get over it.
You don't ever have to grow up.
Get over it by now, right?
You don't ever have to grow up.
No.
You could stay young forever.
Oh, yeah. I'm planning to. My body may not agree, but in my mind, yeah, for sure.
Well, then stop smoking.
Yeah, you think that has to do with it?
I don't know. I don't. Yeah. You know what? Sometimes they do and sometimes they don't, because there are people that smoke their whole lives and drink their whole lives and they live to being 98. You know what I mean?
But you don't feel healthy, that's for sure. You know, shortness of breath and stuff, and you know, you smell and people don't like it.
You don't smell.
I don't, right?
No, you don't.
Well, because when I come in, I don't. I mean, by the time I come in, I only had one cigarette. And
do you like spray Febreze all
the time? No, nothing. But, you know, like I said, I smoke outside and, you know, I always try to keep my breath clean. And
do you ever smoke in the house?
Never.
Good.
Never. Okay, are you kidding?
Jesus.
I don't smoke indoors anywhere.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's really
great. No, it stinks.
I know.
And you can't breathe either.
It's disgusting.
Yeah. Even when I'm alone, it doesn't matter. You know, I don't want my furniture smelling like smoke.
That's good.
Yeah. And I don't want to smell it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm outside. I don't really smell it. Mm-hmm. I just smoke it. But I really got to stop, Stephanie, you know?
You'll do it.
But I enjoy it. That's the problem. It's not like I feel I'm doing it because I have to. Because sometimes you do feel like you can't quit.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I freaking enjoy it.
What is it that you're addicted to?
I think the hand-to-mouth action.
Is it?
Yeah.
A lot of people I hear are addicted
and
to that.
Yeah, it makes me feel alive. I don't know why. It does.
That's so funny. There, another woman, one of my friend's mom back in Chicago, she smoked for years, and she said the hardest thing was the hand-to-mouth to get rid of.
Yeah.
That was it for her. That was, like, the thing. She's like, I didn't like the taste. It smelled.
Yeah.
I hated all of that. She's like, but it was the hand-to-mouth. I can understand that.
Yeah.
It's such a weird thing to, like, enjoy.
Yeah, I know.
Can you find something else that you could put in your hand and bring to your mouth at all? Is there any way to do that?
It's just that I'm restless. It makes me feel like I'm doing something, you know? I know it's crazy, but that's what it is.
Well, maybe you can find something else. Hand-to-mouth action. Hand-to-mouth.
I know. And I hope I'm not going to need this, but I think you're going to like this.
Uh-oh.
They're saying that a growing bottle... Okay, let's
there
try
we
it
go.
Again.
Try,
a growing body of research says that dogs really can smell cancer.
I was just going to talk about this. I was just going to talk about this. This is amazing. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And they can smell lung cancer.
Lung cancer. So this is how they did it, the early detection of the disease. So four family dogs, two German shepherds, love it, one Australian shepherd, and one Labrador retriever, smelled test tubes containing breath samples of 220 patients. Both those with lung cancer and those without. The dogs were trained to lie down in front of the test tubes where they smelled lung cancer and touched the vial with their noses. According to the study, the dogs successfully identified lung cancer in 71 out of 100 patients with the disease.
That's amazing.
Is that not... This is 70%. Why dogs are amazing.
Yeah.
See? Because, like, look at this. Not only are they just unconditional love and just incredible... beings, like, then you have this.
They're designed to help us, huh?
They are.
Yeah.
In every way. Damn it. Go and rescue a dog. And thank you, people that are liking Sam and Stephanie are liking my dog hoarder page. So I'm happy. I actually have a dog to put up that needs a home. that was found in downtown LA. A friend of mine sent it out an email. It's a beautiful dog.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it doesn't have a home right now, and I can't take it. So I'm going to put it up on the dog hoarder page. But is that not incredible?
Yeah.
I am.
I just find it incredible that you drive with three huge dogs in the car.
So
how do you do this? I mean, don't they, like, interfere with your driving?
Yeah, Emma's the only one that, like, does. So I hold her leash, and then it's fine. But, yes, I know. I just need a bigger car. It's just too much.
Or smaller dogs.
Or that. Just get rid of all my dogs and get smaller dogs. No, sometimes it's a lot, but you know, the Fred and Bodie are usually, they're just in the back and they're fine. They kind of just sit there and hang out. But Emma's the one, she's a puppy, you know?
Yeah.
So she wants to climb all over you. She tries to like sit like on, like in between the seats, but like put her head right in front of my face. And I'm like, really, you idiot? Really? This is how you're gonna try to let me drive like this? But she's sweet though. She's a sweet dog. But yeah, they love coming here because they love Carlos.
Really?
They are obsessed with you guys. They're obsessed with our parking attendant.
Like water bowls there
for
them.
He plays ball with them. He gives them cookies. It is the funniest. They love him. They just want to see him every day.
Yeah.
It is the cutest thing. He's so good to them.
Carlos is our parking attendant,
yes,
by the way.
The nicest guy, just the sweetest man. He just goes above and beyond, and he loves my dogs, and he just wants to play with them.
Wow.
So he throws the ball, and they run around down in the garage. It's just like they're having the time of their life. It's seriously like going to grandma's house. It's like the best thing in the world. So I bring them because it makes them happy, and it makes Carlos happy.
Yeah.
So they get out of the house, they get to play, you know, some love, and there you go. I know, it's crazy. I just need a car. I need a Range Rover.
Yeah.
So whoever wants to buy me a Range Rover, I totally welcome that.
I told you, look for the rich guys.
I know.
You're hanging around the wrong people.
Like you?
Exactly.
What am I doing with you, sir?
Yeah, I know.
I love this story. This makes me happy. I am so happy today because of this story.
Yeah. It is.
Them.
It's a great story, and you know, if it proves correct or reliable, I'm sure they're going to do this with a lot of people.
Oh, I know.
You know.
Could you imagine that they detect it early and we can start like saving people?
Yeah.
They don't have to. It's not. It won't be too late. You know.
Yeah, I know. I was reading something yesterday that they're starting to offer like CAT scans for smokers. That cost only like $100 or something.
Really?
And yeah, and it can detect cancer a lot sooner than X-rays can.
Wow.
So they lowered the rate from like $1,000 to $100 so people can afford it.
Good.
So I'm thinking of going and get one, you know?
You should. Have
yeah,
you?
I really
wait,
should.
The CAT scan is
I've
where...
gotten X-rays before, but nothing shown. You
is
know,
the so. CAT scan is where... Is it your head? What is
where
it?
You lie down and they push you inside that machine.
Oh, and it's like...
Yeah.
I like, had one.
I think I would be so claustrophobic in there.
This
you know?
Is okay. This is my advice.
And you
is
can't
this.
Get up either.
This is my advice.
Yeah.
I got one for a reason. I don't know why. I don't remember. I have such a bad
memory.
Well,
it had to be a reason.
I got one for a reason, and I think it was sinuses. I was having back-to-back sinus infections last year, like more so than usual. So my allergist said, you know what? I'm going to have you go to this place. It was covered by my insurance, whatever. So he's like, I want you to get a CAT scan. And I was terrified because of exactly that. You're going to be claustrophobic. You can't get out. And you have to lay there still. If you move at all, they have to start over from the beginning.
Whoa.
So it takes about 20 minutes, half hour or something like that, or maybe even a little bit longer. And you have to lie there so still. You can't move. And
right.
if you... move a little bit, you have to start from the beginning, not from that point,
right.
but from the beginning. So it's even longer.
Whoa.
This is my advice, so you don't freak out. The moment you lay on that thing, close your eyes.
Close your
do
eyes.
Do not open them until you're out of it.
Because that's what I'm thinking.
You would freak out. And when I started to come out of it, I opened my eyes and I was like, oh my God, if I would have opened my eyes before this, I wouldn't have gotten through it.
Yeah, you feel like you're in a casket or something.
Uh-huh. And
right?
I brought a friend of mine, which helped.
Yeah.
My friend Cecile came with me, and so I told the doc I was really nervous about it, and so I'm like, I feel like I might have like an anxiety attack.
Right.
So the doctor was like, look, if you do, so Cecile was in the room and she stood at the bottom, and so she's like, if you do, just move your toes, and Cecile will see it, and then I'll bring you out. because I was scared that I was going to have an anxiety attack. And I didn't, only because I didn't look.
Yeah.
So if you do it, do not look. As much as like you're like, oh, I wonder what the... Don't do it.
Yeah.
You will freak out.
That's what I was thinking about it when I imagined going there.
Yeah. You should do it. It's okay if you, like I say, if you do it that way. But other than that, I don't know how people...
There's hardly any room to move your head anyway, right?
There's no room.
Right.
There is no... It is so... Everything is right here.
Right. That you're right.
Oh. Oh, it's so creepy.
God.
You can't move at all. You can just breathe and that's it. Like you cannot twitch or anything and they have to, because they have to start over.
Yeah.
Oh, it's creepy.
That's pretty bad. Yeah.
But you should go do it. If you think you should and you want to, go do it.
Yeah. I think I should, yeah. I'm probably due for a colonoscopy too, you know?
Yeah.
I haven't been in several years. That's not pleasant. But you know what? Last time, the only time I've been... They put me out and I didn't even feel it, you know? So it was great.
Oh, you had them before?
I had one, yeah, before. And
well, then just have them knock you over the head.
Yeah. Well, they put me out before and it was fine, you know?
Well, because you
It's
were
actually
out.
A good feeling when you wake up, you don't know where the hell you are. It's a good sleep, you know?
I don't like to go under.
No?
Oh, I hate it. I hate it. It freaks me out.
Yeah, I think that was the only time I've ever been under.
Really?
Yeah.
I've been under a couple times. I hate it.
Yeah, you don't
Because I get
like
really
it.
Sick afterwards. Yeah? Really nauseous. Oh.
Wow.
Really, really nauseous. I hate it. Hate it.
Yeah.
So I was reading this article. And
so we're done with the dogs?
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. We can talk about dogs all day. You know me.
It's okay.
I'm obsessed. But that's such a great article, and I'm so happy that this can happen and that we're like working on this to develop. I mean,
yeah,
come on.
Yeah.
That's just incredible. But the
one more thing for you to be happy about. That's good.
What?
Well, the dogs can do that.
Oh, yeah. I know. It just makes me love dogs even more.
You see, you just tuned me out. You don't realize that. But
I totally tuned you out.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to read and talk at the same time.
I can do both. I can multitask.
I'm going to write your dad. I'm going to tell him to stop this, you know?
He loves it.
Yeah.
I can do both. I was actually, reading this article, and I was trying to find this part where I want to know your opinion on this, because I don't know how I feel about this.
Mm-hmm.
California bill could give juveniles in prison for life a second chance. So.
Yeah. So does that mean they're going to release them?
Well, the bill introduced by Senator Leland Yee in San Francisco would allow juveniles to ask a court to reexamine their sentences after they have served 15 years for their crime.
Mm.
It said Yee, who is also a child psychologist, argues that at certain ages, kids don't have the full capacity to understand their crimes, and locking juveniles up without giving them a chance to show they have gained that capacity isn't the right answer. I don't know. Like, I'm a big fan of giving people a second chance.
Okay.
I
guess it depends on the crime, but and also 15 years, you know, is pretty long time to pay for your crime.
Think?
If it's not like murder and shit like that, you know.
You think it's enough to for them to reflect back on what they did
I think that's long enough, yeah. Although, you know, I mean, it depends on the nature of the crime. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I think it's such a great topic that I don't know. I mean, there's part of me that feels like, you know what, this is great. They're right in a lot of ways. Like kids do stupid stuff all the time.
Right.
Like that hate crime that we talked about last week,
right,
when that kid ran over that man because he was black, which was disgusting.
Yeah.
You know, maybe in 15 years he's going to look back and say what an idiot he was.
Right.
And be rehabilitated. But then there's that other part of me that if somebody was taken from me that I love dearly by a stupid kid,
right,
I don't know if I'd be okay with them walking. I don't.
Yeah,
but
that's
again,
what I'm saying. That's murder, though. You know, that's a different thing. I don't think it should happen with murder, but lesser crimes. 15 years is good.
Yeah, like robbing or assault or things like that, you think?
Yeah.
But,
You never know.
I think it's interesting, though. I mean, I'm glad in a way that they're showing love for these people and not treating them as this disgusting human beings, you know? But at the same time, I guess it does depend on the crime, too.
Mm.
Because if it's a horrific crime, like,
right,
you know, what that guy did in, well, I mean, these are juveniles, so no, we're not going to compare it. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know how, I don't think that that guy that did do the hate crime, the kid that did do the hate crime should ever walk.
No.
That's me, though.
Yeah, I mean, they set out, it was premeditated.
Yeah, exactly.
They set out to go and kill a black person.
Well, they set out to go mess with him, and then they assaulted him and beat the crap out of him.
Right.
And one of the cars took off, and the other one decided to run over him and kill him.
Right.
And you know what? He didn't end up, he didn't die, like, on the spot. They took him to the hospital, and he died later from the injuries. But, I mean, that's just, that's so messed up.
Mm.
And so for me, I wouldn't think that that would be okay for him to come out.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's interesting, though. I think that the fact that they're even considering this is pretty...
Yeah. But you know what? In San Francisco, they consider all kinds of crazy things, man. Like outlaw Happy Meals and outlaw circumcision and all that shit.
Oh, the circumcision thing is...
Yeah. I don't know what the hell's wrong
with
that.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I don't understand that whole thing. But,
yeah. But, you know, it's funny how we subscribe to it, and most people do have it done in the Western world, or at least in the United States. And it's actually a religious thing, you know? So even people that are not religious, they have it done. So it's so much a part of our society.
I'm kind of glad that happens, I have to say. Because it doesn't look too pretty when it's just hanging around.
Yeah, I know.
So
sort of shapeless, right? When it's limp, but not when it's hard.
Well, yeah, then they all look the same. But
yeah. They all look the same.
Then they all look the same. I'm kind of glad. I'm kind of thankful for it, I have to say.
That way you know what to expect, right?
Well, yeah, then it's just not as like... I could say so many bad things, right? I'm just going to shut my mouth. I'm just going to shut my mouth here. But yes, I'm glad that that is taken care of for the most part. There's some guys, like I said, that, yeah, and it's just, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just interesting to say the least.
Yeah, because we're not used to it, you know. It's so unusual these days. But it didn't used to be like that.
No, you know? It's probably because it's unusual.
Yeah.
You know, it is probably. It's just like a... I can't know. I'm not saying...
Like a horse's penis?
Just like a... I can't. I'm just going to shut my mouth. Anyways, on to the next thing. I'm just having this like visual right now, and it's just... Yeah.
It's too much.
It's too much to handle at 10:30 this morning. I can't deal. I haven't even had food yet. Okay, this is why I don't swim or snorkel in the ocean.
Okay.
There... A couple went on a honeymoon, and this guy went snorkeling and got attacked by a shark and is dead.
Really?
Yeah. They're on the honeymoon.
Wow. Where was that?
On some island. I don't know. And don't ask me where the island is, because I don't know.
Okay.
But well, some island. This is why I don't do it. And people are like, you know, these stupid surfers that say, oh my God, these sharks don't even like you. You don't taste good to them. Bullshit. Because it happens all the time.
It does.
So how can you sit there and say that sharks don't like the taste of us?
Yeah. What about that girl, that champion?
The surfer?
Yeah, the surfer.
Yeah,
What's her name?
Surfing.
Yeah, and, you know, a shark bit off her arm.
Yeah.
And she's still doing it, but it's true. I mean, we know of surfers that got attacked by sharks.
Exactly. Yeah. This is what I'm saying, though. This guy was snorkeling.
Yeah.
He wasn't surfing.
Yeah.
And he got attacked.
Jeez.
And now he's dead. This is why I don't do this.
And it's got to be not very deep water. I mean, if you're snorkeling,
it's not very deep.
Yeah, you're not very deep.
Right. It was like gorgeous island, like crystal blue water. You could see underneath it. Oh my God, I would flip out. I would flip out. Whoa. I just can't. This is why. Like I can't. I'm just gonna never do it.
Okay.
For a second I wanted to surf. You know what? Forget it.
Yeah, just go and swim in the pool.
The more I hear about shark attacks, the more I'm just like, yeah, this isn't worth it for me. This is not worth it. I don't want to do any of it. I'll just stay above water. I'll watch it on TV and be happy. You know what I don't trust? It's the eyes of the shark that I don't trust.
Really?
It's the eyes. They creep me out. Have you ever seen shark eyes?
Yeah, they look dead, you know.
Oh, none of that looks happy and welcoming. None of it.
It's a killing machine, you know? I mean, it's not supposed to look pretty.
I don't know if they're necessarily killing, because I saw that one thing on Shark Week where that guy came up to the great white, right? And he did this Jedi mind trick on him, and he like placed his hands on him and touched a great white shark, and the shark didn't do anything, and then was then submissive. And remember the woman shark? Remember when I said that? And you're like, it's a female. Oh, it went on it. The female shark went on its side, like went on its back and showed the belly, which is a very submissive thing. That was one of the coolest things I've ever seen happen. But this guy studied it for months, and it's not like he was really careful about it, you know, right. And not all these people. I mean, we're just learning about it.
And they probably just fed the shark too, you know. I mean, there's
you
no way.
You think so?
Jeez, you know.
You think they're not showing that on camera?
No, like he'd go in with a hungry shark.
I think he didn't say anything about that. He didn't say if they were hungry or not. Yeah. So, I mean, but aren't they always hungry? Can't they always eat?
Yeah, well, like they animals? Are a killing machine. I mean, they've got like 3 sets of teeth. Did you ever notice that?
I know.
That?
And they fall out all the time.
They fall out and the other ones grow back. You know,
all
they
the
move
time.
Forward. And it's amazing how they do that. But yeah, I mean, he's built to chew and bite.
Exactly. It just freaks me out. But that thing was so, that thing that they did on it was so unbelievable. But again, I don't want to go. This guy was snorkeling. He wasn't doing anything. He was on his honeymoon.
Yeah.
Did the shark not know that? He just got married.
Wow.
I feel bad.
That's
I feel
terrible.
Bad for his wife, you know?
Yeah.
That's so horrible. Anyway.
I know. Yeah.
Whatever.
So, so yesterday I was, what?
What? It makes me mad.
That's funny.
I'm glad I could.
I'm like, I'm going to talk about some wood.
I'm glad that I'm so funny all the time.
You are.
Just by saying what. It's great. All right, go on. You have something to say to me.
I find humor in everything.
Mm.
Yesterday I was lying down trying to take a nap, and CNN is always on
right.
at my house. So Piers Morgan was interviewing Christine O'Donnell.
Uh-huh.
And she's sitting there. She's the former Delaware Senate candidate, and she's known as being pretty conservative as well. So they were talking, you know, I kind of tuned it out, and suddenly I hear that she's like, she doesn't want to continue the interview anymore. So apparently what happened is he asked her about her views on abstinence and gay marriage,
okay,
and she didn't want to talk about it. So she says, I'm here to talk about my book. He says, but you do discuss it in your book. She
right.
says, yeah, but I'm only here to talk about this and this and this. She tells him, she says, I could have been on another interview, but I agreed to come here, you know?
Yeah, because she's like, I don't want to talk about it because I'm not running for office.
Yeah.
But
and she
like,
says, there's no such issues now that have to deal with that. And
there's no such issues.
Well, no, like she said, there's no like bills on the table or anything like that, you know, like it's not in the news or something like that,
right.
you know. So
she walked out, right? Didn't she
so he told
out?
Her she was being weird, you know, and she called him rude.
Oh,
and it
my
was
God.
Funny because somebody went and stood in front of her camera,
mm-hmm.
so you could barely see her. I think it was one of her people
mm-hmm.
just jumped and stood in front of the camera so you couldn't see her anymore. And she's like looking behind him and over his shoulder and
oh,
shit.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that's on CNN, you know, like live.
What are children, these children? I thought she walked out of it.
She actually did.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, she actually did,
right.
you know. But she told him why and everything, but she did walk off.
Jesus.
And, you know, that's the problem with these people, you know. This is the problem with politicians, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they feel a certain way, they condemn other people, but then
yep.
they won't talk about it.
Yep, you're totally right, and it's such bullshit. Mm. Like you get up on your high horse, you judge people, you condemn people, and then then they don't talk about it. Yes, and then there's stories that come out
mm-hmm.
of them doing crap like that.
Right.
And it's okay for them because
yeah.
they're in a position of power. You know what? F you. Like,
yeah.
you're no better than anybody else. It makes me so angry.
Yeah.
This is why I hate politics. I hate politicians. I would never marry one. I think they're gross. I'm so mean. I think they're gross. I just think their attitude is gross.
Yeah. And they tell you lies all the time.
Yeah.
They tell you what you want to hear.
It's just...
You know, I mean, where's Obama's hope and change? Where is it?
It's just
nobody
all
can find
a gimmick. It
yeah.
was just to get, you know... I like Obama. I don't hate him.
No, I mean, I don't hate him either, you know.
But...
Hating is a strong word. But he's not, you know, I mean, he's not really doing a great job, you know.
I know.
So I don't know. I'm not that into what he's doing, what he's not doing, but I can see that he's not leading. There's no leadership in Washington.
I agree with you.
I don't think a lot of people view him as a leader.
I agree with you, but then I'm like, we can all sit here and point fingers, but it's like, what if we were in office? What would, do you know what I mean?
Well,
like,
but we would run for office if we didn't have the capabilities to actually do it. You know, I mean, not many people would want to be president.
No, a lot of people want to be president. God knows why. I don't, ever.
Not if they realize what is involved. I don't think they
would
want to.
But it just makes it's like Hollywood. It kind of glorifies everything and makes it look amazing. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah.
People want to be president of the United States. It's just this position of power. And the fact that you can say that is such an accomplishment, you know. And that's why a lot of people want to be that.
Yeah.
Good hat you can have at it.
Until they get to office, man. And then they start aging, right?
25 years when they come out of it.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's so crazy.
Yeah. So this Christine O'Donnell, you know, it's just another one of those conservatives that, talk from both sides of their mouth, you know.
Yeah. Ridiculous. It's funny, though, that they got into a little spat.
Yeah. You see, that's the thing I'm happy about is that I don't lean conservative or liberal. You know, I'm sort of like, you know, because these people, what they do is if you're like a devout Republican or Democrat, what you do is you constantly try to protect your party and its views and stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's like some things that the conservatives are saying are fine with me. Some of the things that the liberals say are fine with me. So it's not like I'm going to categorize people. To me, it's like there's got to be less partisanship and more cooperation. Because after all, we're all trying to do the same thing. We're all trying to improve America, improve our lives, and all that, you know.
It just doesn't have to be so split. I hate that it does. It just, I feel like it's just something to talk about.
And especially extremists, you know, like radicals.
Oh, God. I know.
You know,
it's rather annoying.
When they start getting violent and...
Which is so unnecessary.
Yeah.
Which is so unnecessary. Be like that guy, what's his name? The new Gandhi, calling him.
Yeah, Hazare or something.
Yes. I'm in love with him. How
really?
Is he? Do you ever talk...
I never heard of him until I saw him in the news.
Right,
here.
Me too. I've never heard of him either.
So how do you know you love him?
Because he's like Gandhi. They're comparing him to Gandhi.
So what?
I love Indian people.
I know.
I love them. Have you ever talked to an Indian person?
Yeah, I have.
Like a real Indian person, though.
Yes.
And they bob their head when they talk to you.
Do
like
they?
Sides. Oh, my God. Every,
really?
Like, Indian person... Like, I'm talking about Indian... Not
American.
Born here.
Yeah.
Literally, when they talk to you, they just bob their head.
Really?
Back and
they
forth.
Bob it back and
oh,
forth?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
It's so funny.
How interesting.
Every single one of them do. They're so cute.
Really?
I just love them. I just love them. I remember one time I had this really amazing reaction to... I met this Indian man when my husband was part of this like spiritual path. God, that sounds so creepy and cultish. But it was very much like Hinduism, Buddhism. There was no... It wasn't a religion. No money was involved. It was just this... You meditate... There's a living master, and anyway, it was really gorgeous. But I remember going up to this one place where the master was coming to speak, and he's just this wise man that speaks about life and accepting and love and all that. Nothing. It is just a beautiful way of looking at life, you know. And I remember I saw this Indian man when I was up there, and I looked at him, and he looked at me, and it was like he was this older man. And I went over to him, like I literally just walked over to him, and he put his hands out and I put my hands out and I started crying. I was like holding his hands and I started crying.
Really?
And he didn't speak a lick of English. And we just looked at each other and I was bawling. Like I was literally crying and to this man, and he just then opens his arms and he just hugs me. And I was like, I don't know. I haven't seen him since.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't know who this person is, but it was such an incredible bond between and this unspoken thing between people, this love that I felt with this man that I never even knew, and that I will never see again.
God,
and it was
you
like
cry about everything.
But it was so powerful.
How can
so,
that be?
This love, I feel like love is obviously. I mean, I believe we're all love. So it's like when you feel this intense love, this what you're supposed to feel for everybody. It was so overwhelming to me that I couldn't even deal with it. Like, it was just this acceptance and love and grace and I've never had that experience with anybody in my life. Wow. And that was just unbelievable. This unspoken love between two people that have never even...
Wow.
Oh, God. It was one of my favorite moments in my life.
Wow. Well, I'm impressed. What can I say? That guy must have had some magic powers or something. I don't know. To take you over like that. But, hey...
It was incredible.
Some people are talented.
Yep.
All right, Stephanie, thank you so much.
Thank you, Sammy.
And we're not going to be here tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
So, guys, take care and have a great weekend. We'll see you all on Monday.
You have been listening to Sam and Stephanie in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 until 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for our hosts, or if you would like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all communication to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Stephanie is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.